The inquest into the death of a woman who died after giving birth to a baby boy during a home birth in County Limerick has heard her husband is haunted by what happened to her that night. Laura Liston died hours after giving birth in a birthing pool at her home in Croom in June of 2022. Home births in Limerick, Clare and Tipperary were paused by HSE Midwest following her death. Let's speak now to Petula Martin, our Midwest correspondent, who's been attending the inquest. Petula, this is such a sad case. Can you give us the background to it?
Yes, Rachel, a very sad case. Limerick Coroner's Court heard evidence today from Miss Liston's husband, Fergal Mannion, who said his wife was over the moon to be pregnant after successful IVF treatment. The couple had married in 2019 and decided to build a home in Croom, County Limerick, where they planned to raise their family. And they were living in a mobile home while the house was being built next door. 36-year-old Laura Liston had opted for a home birth and met with Sandra Healy, a self-employed community midwife who had a contract with HSE Midwest. And they met on several occasions to discuss her birthing plan.
What did the court, or the inquest rather, then hear about what happened on the day that Laura Liston gave birth?
Well, the inquest heard Miss Liston's waters broke on the morning of June 4th and she notified her midwife, and the pair liaised throughout the day, and Miss Healy arrived at the mobile home shortly after 7 p.m. A second midwife, Sinead Murphy, arrived later that evening, and Mr. Mannion said his wife gave birth to their son shortly after 10 p.m. and he described her joy at holding her baby in the birthing pool. He said maybe 20 minutes later she stood up in the pool and then fainted, and he said she did not look well and she was brought to a couch by the midwives. He said the midwives tried on two occasions to try to remove the placenta, but they failed. And Mr. Mannion said Laura was drifting in and out of consciousness, and when she was alert, she kept on asking for help and seemed to be in a great deal of pain. An ambulance was called and she was brought to UHL. And Mr. Mannion himself was brought to University Maternity Hospital Limerick because that's where he thought his wife was being brought. And there he brought their little baby boy, and the baby boy was checked at UMHL. But it was here he learned that his wife had been brought to UHL. Mr. Mannion then arrived at UHL, and it was here he was met by a team of doctors who told him that his wife had died. Mr. Mannion told the inquest today that if Laura had been told to give birth outside the birthing pool, she would have done whatever the midwives told her. He said his life stopped on June 5th, 2022, and he was haunted by what happened that night. He said, "Our lives have been shattered and will never be the same again."
I gather, Petula, that there's been a statement from the HSE.
Yes, a letter of apology from Ian Carter, who is the CEO of UHL, was read to the family in the coroner's court today. And he said it was with profound sadness that he expressed sympathy at the devastating loss of Laura Liston. He apologised for the failings in her care, and he agreed and acknowledged that trust had been broken. He said there were no words or explanations that can undo their pain.
Petula, thanks indeed. Our Midwest correspondent, Petula Martin, will be back with more after a quick break.